With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. One person is in critical condition this morning after an overnight car crash. Calls have been coming into Radio K-Man this morning after drivers in the Eastern Districts are experiencing extremely long commute times this morning. 911 tells Radio K-Man just after 2 a.m. they got a call of a single vehicle motor accident just east of Northward on Shamrock Road. Fire, police crews, and emergency medical services were all sent to the scene to investigate, with Royal Cayman Islands Police Service officers remaining on the scene through this morning's drive time. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service tells Radio K-Man the road is reopened but moving slowly. At least one person, as mentioned before, is in critical condition after the crash. Local gas prices continue to fall. According to the overall retail network weekly analysis of the Cayman Islands done by the Utility and Competition Regulation Office, the average price of self-service regular gasoline is now $5.99 a gallon, which is down 14 cents since the last check on September 20th. Premium self-service gasoline fell 23 cents as well to $6.40. No change for diesel, though, which is averaging $6.47. For a quick comparison, 3 months ago, prices were $6.75 for regular, $6.93 for premium, and $6.67 for diesel. Now, for Grand Cayman, the cheapest self-service regular is reportedly being sold at Jose's, where Offreg says it's $5.89 a self-service gallon. The average price for regular gas in Cayman Brac is $6.38. Folks in Little Cayman are still paying $7.16. On the diesel side of things, Offreg says the cheapest self-service option is Refuel, where it's selling for $5.88 a gallon. According to AAA, the average price of gasoline in Florida fell to $3.18 for regular, $3.91 for premium. You can log on to offreg.ky for a full breakdown. In other news, the deadline is coming up for a program offering young people a chance to have a voice on a major platform. CAGTV's Donna Bush has more.
The Ministry of Youth is inviting young Caymanians between the ages of 18 to 25 years old to apply to become Cayman Islands CARICOM Youth Ambassadors from this year to 2024. The CYA program is run by the Ministry's Youth Services Unit, and the application process closes on Friday, the 7th of October. For the application and more details, you can go online to gov.ky and scroll to the bottom of the homepage. Ambassadors should be able to empower local youth, influence the community, and make a difference. So if you're a young Caymanian who's committed to remaining in Cayman and serving as a CYA for the next 2 to 3 years, you're being encouraged to apply.
That's CAGTV's Donna Bush reporting. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The United States and South Korea have conducted a precision aerial bombing exercise in response to North Korea's test firing of a ballistic missile over Japan. There's been strong international condemnation of North Korea's missile launch, the first ever Japan in 5 years. The police chief in the Indonesian region where a deadly football stadium crash occurred on Saturday has apologised for the disaster. At least 125 people were killed when fans rushed for the exits after the police fired tear gas at them. The Indonesian Football Federation has given life bans to two football club officials. The European Parliament has overwhelmingly approved new rules for EU countries under which rival companies producing mobile phones and tablets will have to provide a common charging port. The measure, to be in place by 2024, would make the Android USB connector the EU standard. Paris has become the latest city in France to announce that it won't screen matches from the forthcoming World Cup. It said it was a protest to the hundreds of people thought to have died while building football stadiums in Qatar. The British Prime Minister Liz Truss has refused to say whether she has confidence in her own finance minister Kwasi Kwarteng. It follows a tumultuous 10 days which saw a controversial tax cut for high-paid earners announced and then cancelled. On Sunday, Ms Truss said the cut had been Mr Kwarteng's idea. This year's Nobel Prize for Physics has been awarded to three scientists for their research into quantum mechanics, investigating the smallest known particles in the universe. Alain Aspect of France, John Clauser of the US, and Austria's Anton Zeilinger were honoured for their work on entangled photons. BBC News.